عن سنن ابو داود والنسائي والبغوي عند البيهقي. And this hadith is authentic. This hadith which reported by Abu Huraira, may Allah be pleased with him, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, what the meaning is, when one of you prostrate, he should not kneel in the manner of a camel, but should put down his hands before his knees. Okay? As we mentioned before, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam forbade us of imitation of the animals in all form of the salah, while we prostrate, while we sit, all these things. Okay? So one of the forms of imitation is that the person will go to sujood. That means after he raises up from ruku', say sami' Allahu liman hamida, Rabbana wa lakal hamd. So now when you go down for prostration, that you're supposed to put your hands first. You put your hands. وَلْيَضَعْ يَدَيْهِ قَبْلَ رُكْبَتَيْهِ. Let him put his hands before his knees. Okay? Otherwise, if you put your knees first, this will be imitation to the camel, because this is the way how the camel knee, he goes first on his knees, and after this he goes in his hand. And this hadith, because there is other hadith which is mu'allaq or mawquf. So this hadith that we just reported by Abu Huraira is more stronger and more authentic than the other hadith that say that Wa'il ibn Hujr, he saw the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam when he prostrate, he put his knees before his hands. Okay? Hadith number 246, page 112. وعن ابن عمر رضي الله تعالى عنهما أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم كان إذا قعد للتشهد وضع يده اليسرى على ركبته اليسرى واليمنى على اليمنى وعقد 53 وأشار بإصبعه السبابة. رواه مسلم. Okay. This Ibn Umar, may Allah be pleased with him, describing the part of the Salah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that when the Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam sits for tashahud, when he sits after the two raka'at, or in Maghrib after the third raka'at and the second raka'at, or in the morning prayer after the second raka'at, or the Isha prayer, Zuhr prayer, Asr prayer, he sit after the second raka'at and the fourth raka'at, that he will put his hand, the right hand, on the right knee. And the left hand on the left knee. And after this, he will fold his fingers and point with his right index finger. This is what you call, okay, thalatha wa khamseen. Thalatha wa khamseen. This is thalatha and this is the khamseen. Okay, 53. So this is the way how they understand this, that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam will fold all his fingers except the index. Okay? And he will point with this finger. So you put your hand on your knee and your fingers will be folded, all of them except the index. And this is the finger that you will be waving with or pointing with. Hadith 247, page 113. وعن عبد الله بن مسعود رضي الله تعالى عنه قال التفت الينا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم فقال: اذا صلى احدكم فليقل: التحيات لله، والصلوات والطيبات، السلام عليك ايها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته، السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين، اشهد ان لا اله الا الله واشهد ان محمدا عبده ورسوله. ثم ليتخير من الدعاء اعجبه اليه فيدعو به، متفق عليه. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in this hadith which reported by Ibn Mas'ud, is teaching us a part of the salah that we're supposed to say in the end of the salah, or as well as in the middle of the salah, after the second rak'at in Dhuhr, Asr, Isha, as well as Maghrib. Okay, and the last rak'at of the morning prayer, Dhuhr prayer, Asr prayer, Maghrib prayer, Isha prayer, that he said, and he said, At-tahiyyatu lillah was-salawatu wa-t-tayyibat, as we just had mentioned it. When one of you is sitting in prayer, he should say, all service reported by words, by prayers, acts of worship, and all good things are due to Allah. You don't say this in English. You have to say it in Arabic. This is the meaning. You have to say, At-tahiyyatu lillah, was-salawatu wa-t-tayyibat. Okay? Peace be upon you, O Prophet of Allah. And Allah's mercy and the blessing, peace be upon us and upon Allah, our pride slaves. I testify that there is no deity worthy of worship except Allah, and I testify that Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is his messenger, his slave and messenger. And after this he choose any supplication, okay? And you will supplicate with it after you say this. And this is a short form, because later on we came to understand that we will say the continuation of a tashahud. Okay, this will be said like this in the middle of the salah, but in the last rak'at you will add. And some people, maybe you will hear that this is different from what you memorize. There is a lot of different version in a tashahud. I forgot how many, 7 or 13, okay? And you found them collected there in the book of Sifat Salat al-Nabi by Sheikh al-Albani. And all of them is correct, okay? And inshallah we're going to explain about the prayer or the supplication that you say after this, which comes later on in another hadith, because we don't want the tape to click before we finish the rest of this chapter inshallah. Or I have to start to go a little bit faster now. You found in the end of page 113, this Wali Muslim an Ibn Abbas, this another narration in the collection of Imam Muslim. The first one was in the collection of Al-Bukhari, okay? The last one is say, At-tahiyyatul mubarakat, as-salawatul tayyibat lillah, is correct. And as I said, there is many other narration concerning at-tashahud, all of them good inshallah. And now we see what we just talking about in hadith 248 page 114, wa an fadala ابن عبيد رضي الله تعالى عنه قال سمع رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يدعو في صلاته ولم يحمد الله ولم يصلي على النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فقال عجل هذا ثم دعاه فقال اذا صلى احدكم فليبدأ بتحميد ربه والثناء عليه ثم يصلي على النبي ثم يدعو بما يشاء. So now when a person after he utter the tashahud, okay, now still there is more manner and more discipline and more a proper way about how to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this man, when he start to invoke, when he start to call in Allah without the proper way of calling in Allah, so the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said to him that he was hasty in the manner of dua. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught him, and he told him that when any of you prays, he should begin with the glorification of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and praise him. He should then invoke blessings on the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Thereafter he should supplicate Allah for anything he wishes. Okay, so the proper adab for dua, that a person who call in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with his names, with his attributes, like say Allah, oh Allah, I praise you and I send peace and the blessing on his Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Say Alhamdulillah wa salatu wa salam ala Rasulillah. Oh Allah, you are al-Malik, you are al-Wahid, al-Ahad, al-Fard, al-Samad, whatever words that you know to praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You don't say, oh Allah, give me this, give me that. But the proper way for the dua to be acceptable, that you thank Allah, you praise Allah, that you magnify Allah first. And after this you say, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad, because this is the proper way for a person to come before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and ask him whatever he wants. So Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم said, ثُمَّ يُصَلِّي عَلَى النَّبِيِّ ثُمَّ يُصَلِّي يَدْعُو بِمَا شَاءَ. And after this he will send peace and blessing on the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, and after this he will supplicate Allah asking whatever he wants. And the hadith is authentic. The hadith after this comes to show us the completion of التشهد, the completion or the continuation of at-tashahud. And this is hadith 249, which is reported by Abi Mas'ud al-Ansari. Wa an Abi Mas'ud al-Ansari radiyallahu ta'ala anhu qala Bashir ibn Sa'ad, ya Rasul Allah, amarana Allah an nusalli alayk, fa kayfa nusalli alayk? Fa sakata thumma qal, qulu Allahumma salli ala Muhammad وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد والسلام كما علمتم. Okay, the hadith is authentic, and this one of the Sahabi was so concerned because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala command us in the Quran to send peace and the blessing on the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And Allah is saying that inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala an-nabi, ya ayyuhalladhina amanu sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. Indeed that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala invoked blessings as well as his angels on the Prophet Muhammad. You also believers invoke blessings and peace on the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So this Sahabi came asking the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, saying, Allah had commanded us to invoke blessing on you, O Messenger of Allah, but how should we bless you? So Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was quiet for a while, and after this he said, say, O Allah, bless Muhammad and the members of the family of Muhammad as you have blessed the members of the of Ibrahim's family to the end. But he says this also in Arabic, and there is different narration about it, and all of them is correct inshallah, that the ones that are in the book of Sifat Salat al-Nabi for Sheikh Nasir al-Din al-Albani hafizahullah. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. Okay, there is more than one version or one narration, so don't be confused. Hadith 250 in page 115, reported by Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu, qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, إذا تشهد أحدكم فليستعذ بالله من أربع, يقول اللهم إني أعوذ بك من عذاب جهنم ومن عذاب القبر ومن فتنة المحيا والممات ومن شر فتنة المسيح الدجال. This hadith is authentic and in the collection of Imam al-Bukhari as well Imam Muslim rahmatullah alayhima, reported by Abu Hurairah, may Allah be pleased with him, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he telling us that after you say the tashahud, after you is saying at-tahiyyatu lillah wa salawatu wa tayyibat in the end of your prayer, and before you make taslim, before you taslim out from your salah, seek Allah's refuge, seek refuge in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from four things. Ask Allah to protect you from four things. What it is? The punishment of hellfire, the torment of the grave, the trial of life and death, and the trial of the Antichrist. Okay? You, when one of you finishes the last tashahud, he should seek refuge in Allah from four things by saying, O Allah, I seek refuge in you against the punishment of Jahannam, hellfire, and the punishment of the grave, the trial of the life and death, and the evil of the Messiah, Masih, Ad-Dajjal, Antichrist. Okay? And this also to be said in Arabic. Okay, we have to learn this dua, and this is very important that you learn this and you say it inshallah. Hadith 251, page 116, وعن أبي بكر الصديق رضي الله تعالى عنه أنه قال لرسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم, علمني دعاء أدعو به في صلاتي. قال قل اللهم إني ظلمت نفسي ظلما كثيرا ولا يغفر الذنوب إلا أنت, فاغفر لي مغفرة من عندك وارحمني إنك أنت الغفور الرحيم. حديث is agreed upon, that mean in Bukhari and Muslim, reported by Abu Bakr al-Siddiq, that he asked the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to teach him a dua, supplication, to say it during his prayer. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught him to say what the meaning is, O Allah, I have wronged myself, and you alone can forgive the sins. So forgive me my sins. And be mercy to me. Indeed, you are the most forgiving, the most merciful. Excuse me, sir. فاغفر لي اللهم إني ظلمت نفسي ظلما كثيرا ولا يغفر الذنوب إلا أنت فاغفر لي مغفرة من عندك وارحمني إنك أنت الغفور الرحيم. As we had said before, that the best time for a person to supplicate during his prayer is will be the sujood, during prostration. And this is the most closer position, or the closest position that a person can get to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And all this a hadith that we're learning about, that it can be used in that time during the sujood, or also the person may say it after tashahud, after he seek Allah's refuge in these four things that just we mentioned. The next hadith is number 252, page 116, عن وائل بن حجر رضي الله تعالى عنه قال صليت مع النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فكان يسلم عن يمينه السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته وعن شماله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته رواه أبو داود بسند صحيح. Here one of the Sahaba, may Allah be pleased with him, which is Wa'il, reporting to us about the Taslim of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and ending the prayer that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to say a complete salam. And this doesn't negate the other narration that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to say Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullah, or Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh, and Assalamu. Okay, there is other different narration concerning the salam and finishing the salah. Hadith number 253 عن المغيرة ابن شعبة رضي الله تعالى عنه أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم كان يقول في دبر كل صلاة مكتوبة لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له له الملك وله الحمد وهو على كل شيء قدير اللهم لا مانع لما أعطيت ولا معطي لما منعت ولا ينفع ذا الجد منك الجد. This another supplication to be said after finishing the salah. Okay, after finishing the salah. The next hadith 254 كان يتعوذ بهن دبر كل صلاة اللهم إني أعوذ بك من البخل وأعوذ بك من الجبن وأعوذ بك من أن أرد إلى أرض للعمر وأعوذ بك من فتنة الدنيا وأعوذ بك من عذاب القبر. حديث نمبر 255 also about what the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم used to say after the salah. And as I said, we had classes before concerning zikr and remembrance of Allah. We have classes before concerning what to say in the salah. And if anybody need anything, you have to go back to these tapes, because this is not designed for this. And this is supposed to be the last class, inshallah, concerning the description of the prayer. Hadith number 255 about what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to say after the salah, and we learned this dua already in the classes concerning zikr, that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, after he finishes salah, he used to ask Allah's forgiveness three times by saying astaghfirullah, 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 and after this he will say Allahumma anta as-salam ومنك السلام تباركت يا ذا الجلال والإكرام. This is the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the hadith reported by Thawban. Whenever he finished his salah, he used to say, after seeking Allah's forgiveness three times, O Allah, Thou art the peace, and the peace comes from you. Blessed are you, O possessor of glory and honor. And this in the collection of Imam Muslim rahmatullah alayh. Hadith number 256, page number 118, عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال: من سبح الله دبر كل صلاة 33، وحمد الله 33، وكبر الله 33، فتلك 99. وقال تمام الماء: لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، له الملك وله الحمد، وهو على كل شيء قدير، غفرت له خطاياه ولو كانت مثل زبد البحر. The hadith is authentic in the collection of Imam Muslim, reported by Abu Huraira, concerning dhikr that you say after each obligatory prayer. Dhikr that you say after each obligatory prayer. That many things that we're learning, okay, like the istighfar, like saying Allahumma anta as-salam, so is good that you learn as much as you can, and you try to repeat this supplication as much as you can, okay. And one of them is the tasbih, to say subhanallah 33, alhamdulillah 33, Allahu Akbar 33, and to be count on the fingers, on your fingers, okay? Because Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم said that إنهن مستنطقات في يوم القيامة, in the day of the judgment, that these fingers, that these tips will be what? They will talk, they will be witness to you, okay? Okay, each one, three, okay? Include this one. So you go say Subhanallah, 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 like this, in each finger three times, okay? You count, okay? And we see some people, they do it like this. Subhanallah, 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 subhanallah. So actually their finger is faster than what they're saying. They did not say 33. And this, if you can keep with it, do it, okay? That Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to do it in his fingers, okay? Regardless, you're doing it like this or you're doing it like this, okay? Or that he's saying Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar, Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar, or he says Subhanallah, 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 okay? So the sunnah is to make it in your fingers to say 33, Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar, this will be 99. And you conclude the 100 by what? Saying La ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lah, lahul mulk wa lahul hamd wa ala kulli shayin qadir. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying that the one who do this, Allah will forgive all his sins, even if these sins as much as, even they are as abundant as the foam of the sea. Anybody know what the foam of the sea? See how much it is? Did you see it before? You know what I'm talking about? Okay. So, and this is Allah's mercy, that for a little deed like this, that He forgive your sins for you. So these things that we should be concerned about it, that we try to implement it in our life, inshallah. Hadith 257, we already talked before in the dua class, dhikr and dua class, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to Mu'adh ibn Jabal, that I love you Mu'adh, so as a result of this, don't forget or don't neglect to say after each salah, Allahumma a'inni ala dhikrika wa shukrika wa husni ibadati. Oh Allah, enable me or assist me to remember you, okay, to be thankful to you and to worship you in the best manner. Okay, we should learn all this dua and we should try to use them inshallah. I hate to be teaching class like that. It's okay. This hadith is authentic. Okay. The next hadith that reported by Abu Umama, may Allah be pleased with him, that man qara'a ayat al-kursi dubura kulli salah مكتوبة لم يمنعه من دخول الجنة إلا الموت. Okay. This hadith in the collection of النسائي ابن حبان الطبراني and that رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم, the hadith is authentic, صحيح, and that رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم saying that we recite آيات الكرسي. Okay. Reciting آيات الكرسي after each obligatory prayer. This is surah number 2, verse number 255. It says in Arabic, Allahu la ilaha illa huwa al-hayyul qayyum, la ta'khudhuhu sinatun wa la nawm, lahu ma fis samawati wa ma fil ard, man dhal ladhi yashfa'u 'indahu illa bi'iznih, ya'lamu ma bayna aydihim wa ma khalfahum, wa la yuhituna bi shay'in min 'ilmihi illa bima sha'a. وسع كرسيه السماوات والأرض ولا يؤوده حفظهما وهو العلي العظيم. This call آية الكرسي because it say وسع كرسيه السماوات والأرض, that the chair of Allah سبحانه وتعالى extend over the heaven and the earth. Okay, that the chair is so big, okay, that greater than the heaven and the earth together. Okay, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala greater than anything, than the chair and the throne and everything. Okay, so if you recite this verse after each obligatory prayer, nothing stop you to enter paradise except death. So if you die, inshallah, your place is Jannah. Ameen. Is Ameen bid'ah? Hadith number 259, page 119, عن مالك ابن الحويرث رضي الله تعالى عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم صلوا كما رأيتموني أصلي, صلوا كما رأيتموني أصلي. And this is the whole essence of the whole class. Now we went over almost 50 hadith, so we can come to this conclusion, so you have no excuse. We mention almost 50 hadith and we study a whole book written by Sheikh Al-Albani Hafizahullah Allah. Okay, and would you please raise this book up so everybody can see it and everybody try to purchase this book. This is one of the things that you do it every day. Sifat Salat al-Nabi, the prayer of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam by Al-Albani, the description of the prayer of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now, why we go through all these things? Because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam command us, and he said in this hadith, pray as you have seen me praying. Pray as you had seen me praying. We didn't see the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but the Sahaba, may Allah be pleased with them, they had described to us every inch and every movement and every scene in the prayer of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So it's no excuse for us, except that we want to be lazy, that we don't want to study, that we want to keep, you understand, doing what we've been learned wherever we learn it. Okay. But it's time to put everything aside, get the book of Allah, get the authentic sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and study the proper way how to pray like the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam prayed. The Sahaba described everything, even how he moved his finger, how he sit, how he kneel, how he gets up, everything. So we have to be concerned about these things. He did not make this effort and collect all this information for us to have it inside the book, but it has no impact on our prayer. You see? So we have almost 50 hadith in this chapter, and each hadith describing something about the prayer of the Prophet ﷺ. So we need to collect all these hadith in our memory to know how exactly the Prophet ﷺ used to pray, so we can imitate him in his prayer, so inshallah our prayer can be acceptable by Allah. Hadith 260, and this is the hadith before the last one, عن عمران ابن حسين رضي الله تعالى عنهما قال قال لي رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم صل قائما فإن لم تستطع فقاعدا فإن لم تستطع فعلى جنب وإلا فأومئ. And this hadith, we already spoke about it in the beginning of the class. This hadith in the collection of Imam al-Bukhari. This hadith in the collection of Imam al-Bukhari rahmatullahi alayhi, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to Umran ibn Husayn, because Umran ibn Husayn, he has some illness called Bawasir. I forgot what it is in English. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him, pray standing, and if you are unable, only the condition, if you are unable, okay, pray sitting. And if you cannot, pray laying on your side. Otherwise, pray by signs. Okay? Okay? Ima. That the person will only move his head. That means you have no excuse to neglect the prayer. You're traveling, you're home, you're sick, you're about to die, still you could not neglect your salah for any reason. What else you want? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give you the permission even only to move your head. Subhanallah, can you imagine how easy and simple this deen? How simple and easy. What is going to take you under some move in your head? What else do you want? Okay? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala giving you, make facilities for you. What else a person can be expecting more than this? You see? And this will apply to the obligatory prayer. Otherwise, as I explained before, optional prayer, even if you can stand up, you are permitted to sit and pray. Last hadith, inshallah, in this chapter, this is hadith 261, page 120, عن جابر رضي الله تعالى عنه أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال لمريض صل على وسادة. قال لمريض صل على وسادة فرمى بها وقال صل على الأرض إن استطعت. This is, it seems like to be, there is a problem here. Must be ra'a. The Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qala li maridin salli ala wisada farama biha. Anyway, the hadith number 3. The hadith is authentic, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, maybe is my mistake, I thought the hadith supposed to say that the Prophet ﷺ saw a man praying on a pillow, so that the Prophet ﷺ took it and he threw it away. But the seems the statement here is say that the Prophet ﷺ said to a sick man, oh, that the Prophet ﷺ قال لمريض صلى على وسادة. he had said to a sick man who pray on a pillow or a cushion. So he threw it away and he said to him, pray on the ground. Okay? He said to him, pray on the ground. Narrated Jabir that saying, the saying of the Prophet Muhammad to a sick person who prayed on a cushion, the Prophet threw it away and said, pray on the ground if you are able to do so. Otherwise, pray by gesturing. Gesturing?
Gesturing.
Okay. Signs, and make your prostration lower than your bound. Okay? That means if a person sitting on a chair, okay, you don't take a stick or a cushion to be connected between your forehead and the ground. So you feel that you're making. There's no need for it. If you can bow down and you can put your forehead on the ground, do it. You could not, so you are not, Allah is not asking you to do more than what you can. So now all what you need to do, what? With your head. Move your head and in a way to indicate bound. So you say like this, Allahu Akbar, Subhana Rabbi al-Azim, Subhana Rabbi al-Azim, Subhana Rabbi al-Azim, Sami'a Allahu liman hamida. And after this he said, make your sujood lower than your ruku'. So you're going to say like this, Allahu Akbar. Okay? So only moving the head. If a person could not have the means to pray in the proper way as it's supposed to be. Basically, this is what for today, and we finish the book of Salah, and inshallah we'll be starting after this in a new chapter concerning the Sahu. And I hope I didn't cheat you tonight. I felt I cheated you a little bit, but it's not because it's a new information that we had discussed this information before several times. And I apologize to all of you because it's not going to be time for questions. But maybe we save it for next time. And also I apologize that I could not meet with you after Maghrib because I'm still a little bit sick. Plus, I think it's time for lunch. I didn't eat lunch yet. So, inshallah, we see you next Tuesday. And yes, Tuesday, inshallah, be back. Tuesday. Yes. Inshallah, we'll be class Tuesday in the same time. And we're going to have a new chapter. And maybe those people who have the question, they can bring the question and we can start the class with the questions. Okay? Those people who come late, they will lose the questions. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best. Subhanakallahumma bihamdik. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa ant. أستغفرك وأتوب إليك.